says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, my woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Because you can't starve us out and you can't make us run. Those wooden mole boys raised on shotguns. We say grace and we say ma'am. If you ain't into that, we don't give a damn. We came from the West Virginia coal mines and the Rocky Mountains and the Western skies.
Hey, here I am, somewhere in the upper Midwestern skies of North Dakota. You know, a funny thing about North Dakota is it's actually closer to the Atlantic Ocean than it is to the Pacific. So we're kind of smack dab in the middle there. Up here in the least visited state in America, North Dakota. That's the home of the host of the Trump Phenomenon. The Trump Phenomenon program itself is beamed at you by the good graces of the Republic Broadcasting Network, which broadcasts out to all sorts of great, wonderful, patriot channels of communication like TalkStream Live. And boy, are we happy to have the TalkStream Livers listening to some patriot shows on the Republic Broadcasting Network. And anywhere else, wherever you, who was that left winger? Was it Walter Winchell? It was somebody who was a radio personality and ended his list of everybody who was listening to his show and ships at sea. I don't know if we're reaching any ships at sea, but if you're on one of those, welcome. You can call in from your ship at sea at 800-313-9443. Oh, Walter Winchell. Wasn't he one of these folks, one of these apologists for Joe Stalin and for the butchery going on in the Soviet Union? That is, you know, that type of person, that Walter Winchell kind of person who was operating out of the New York Times, getting awards and prizes for absolute, just flat out lying about what was going on in the genocide occurring in the Soviet Union of one of the remarkable ones being the 1931-32 starvation and murder of Ukrainian, they called them kulaks, which just meant, actually just means white people in the Ukraine. We still have these people with us. Now, how is that? How do we have these lying, disgusting, immoral, evil people? Well, let's see. Let's think about it. Aren't they always with us? Isn't this sort of a law of nature and of history and of all that's known? There is always this population of evil people, and they have certain traits like those of Walter Winchell. They lie. If their lips are moving, it's fair to assume they're lying. They are vile. They are perverse. There's a list of characteristics of these people. I would say, let me look at a picture of Walter Winchell. What does he look like? I've forgotten what Walter Winchell looks like. But you can see, many times you can see in the trace of these evil people. I'm searching here in Google Images, and at first I type in Google /evil. Let's just go with images. But we're looking for evil images. Let me look for Walter Winchell. What does he look like? Well, he doesn't look as evil as Adam Schiff. I wouldn't run across the street if I saw him at night in a dark street. But I would with Adam Schiff. And I sure would with Nancy Pelosi. Maybe these evil people have gotten even more evil of late. But that's the battle that we have. Imagine what it must have been like to be a patriot back when the FDR administration was trying to engineer American diplomatic recognition of the Soviet Union. And imagine then, you, listeners to this show, where would you have been then? I guess almost none of you were born at that time, and certainly none of you were of age. You would have been opposed to giving American diplomatic recognition to the brutal, murderous regime of Joe Stalin and the Bolsheviks. Coming forward to more recent times, Bill Clinton, acting like a Walter Winchell, an evil person. And we'll talk about him in just a minute with the Jeffrey Epstein case and how Bill Clinton makes the Jeffrey Epstein case very much alive. It didn't die with Jeffrey Epstein. It's very much alive in the person of Bill Clinton. Bill Clinton, what did he do? Very much like the Roosevelt administration. He went out of his way to grant great diplomatic and economic prestige to the red Chinese communist dictatorship when he engineered bringing China into the World Trade Organization, which is the organization of European countries, of civilized countries. And China had been excluded. This is lost in the shuffle. This is worth remembering, folks. In the 1980s, what do you think American trade with red China amounted to? Well, we had more trade with Iceland than with Red China. We had no trade with Red China. Why? Because the American government correctly had labeled the Chinese government as a dictatorship, as a vile, murderous dictatorship. And trade with them was prohibited. Wonderful. If you're I'm 71. So when I was a little boy, you'd see things that said made in China. They didn't say made in China. They might have. But they were made in Taiwan, which was where the Free Chinese had set up camp after being driven out by the communists on mainland China and on Formosa. But so you would get things made in Taiwan. Nowadays, well, that's a long story there. We won't go into that right now. We'll get to the moral of the story, which is the battle between good and evil. Well, Donald Trump, once in a while, a true champion of good arises, a true knight of goodness, a real Gene Autry, a real Lone Ranger in real life. And that is Donald Trump. So every day, this is an epic battle between good and evil that we're witnessing every day. And the latest, Walter Winchell lying, I'm comparing that to Bill Clinton lying. And now we get to the present moment. Jake Tapper, is he on CNN? I mean, I really don't follow these people, but wherever Jake Tapper is, I think he's on CNN. He is absolutely spiking, that's a press term for killing a story, not covering it, on the desk there of the editor of a newspaper in the days of Walter Winchell. The editor would have a big nail, a big spike on top of his or her desk, and a story that they weren't going to run would go whoomp down on that spike, and that was the end of that story. And so Tapper, whose story is supposed to be about the back behind the scenes coverage of the press and the media. That's his beat. That's what he says he's covering. He hasn't mentioned Jeffrey Epstein. He hasn't mentioned the Amy Robach expose. ABC didn't appear on ABC. It's ABC footage that was smuggled out, smuggled to Project Veritas and James O'Keefe by some brave, incredibly brave person or people. And James O'Keefe says, now this is exciting, let's stay tuned for this. James O'Keefe says there's more, much more to come, and that he has sources inside of ABC. But now that's the story at ABC. What's the story at all the other lying news media like CNN? They're covering up for supposedly their competitor, right? You'd think, well, CNN, if they could score a big knock on ABC, that would help. No, CNN doesn't. No. They've taken a blood oath with each other. They're to protect each other, to defend each other against the truth. So CNN is covering for ABC. MSNBC, is Joe Scarborough talking about Jeffrey Epstein? I haven't watched to see, but I'll tell you what, I wouldn't hold my breath waiting for Joe Scarborough or his love interest, Mika Brzezinski, any more than I'd wait for that other duo, Peter Strzok and Lisa Page, to talk about Jeffrey Epstein. But now, let's go to a new place on this. This is not about, what regrets over what now can no longer happen. No. Jeffrey Epstein's death doesn't change the fact. How many victims does the Jeffrey Epstein racketeering influenced corrupt organization, the Epstein RICO, that didn't die with Jeffrey Epstein. Mexican cartels don't disappear when one of their top leaders or their top leader is taken out. This guy, what's his name, El Chapo, that's now in a U.S. prison. Is his cartel shrinking or gone or in hot? No. They're just as busy and murderous as they've ever been. So the death of – make the distinction here. I'm not being very articulate. I'm trying to distinguish between a RICO and an individual murderous criminal. Yes, with an individual criminal, let's say an individual person who by himself robbed people, and that person dies, and this person simply in and of himself without any assistance from anybody else just robbed people. Well, when he dies, the crimes, that's it, and the victims have no further recourse. But in a RICO, you have lots of people and lots of victims. And so here's my question, cut to the chase, Kelso. Why isn't the FBI pursuing with a RICO case? Why aren't they pursuing the Epstein racketeering influenced corrupt organization, the Epstein cartel? Now, the FBI doesn't prosecute, true. They are supposed to do what they don't do, which is to investigate. That's what they avoid doing. They're dedicated. They are, in effect, the Federal Bureau of Investigation. Their subject is investigation. So they are about investigation. Yeah, but there's a missing word there that should be inserted. The Federal Bureau for the Prevention of Investigation, the FBPI, Federal Bureau for the Prevention of Investigation. So that is their function, to prevent investigation of 9/11, prevent investigation of Hillary Clinton's destroyed emails, and now to prevent investigation of Jeffrey Epstein. That is the role of the Federal Bureau for the Prevention of Investigation. It would be funny if it weren't fatal to our country. That's gallows laughter there, folks. And the so where is the pursuit of the Epstein operation now? Do we have defendants in place as part of the RICO? Yes, of course. We know from the flight logs that at a bare minimum, William Jefferson Clinton flew back and forth to Sex Island 26 times. That's just from the flight logs. And Sex Island isn't the only crime location operated by the Epstein cartel. Let's talk about it that way, the Epstein cartel. Which I believe, by the way, includes the FBI. And other people put the CIA in there. Put anybody who knew about the cartel, knew about the criminal operation, and winked at it, or assisted it, or covered for it, provided protection, and thereby was able to tap into the results, into the blackmail material produced in the classic, what is the most classic form of blackmail? Absolutely. What is in history, going back to the darkest, most distant recesses of history, what is the most obvious way to blackmail somebody in power? Sex! Duh! Blackmail 101. And so what is the Epstein operation? That's exactly what that is, was. Everybody knows it. Everybody knows it. Something that everybody knows, but nobody will talk about. Then comes the little boy who cries out, "The emperor has no clothes." That's Donald Trump. And that tiny, hardy band of people that are like Jesse Waters, we talked about him yesterday, Tucker Carlson, Sean Hannity, Laura Ingraham, Jeanine Pirro, wow, is her hair on fire. This hardy band of people is just jamming it in Jake Tapper's face. Now, let's go to this. Let's go to something that you will enjoy. Let me go to somebody more articulate than myself. Let me get rid of this page of Walter Winchell's ugly mug, and let's go to at Breitbart, a real genius, John Nolte. Boy, there are some real journalists at Breitbart. Yes. I'm going to read you this. You're going to love it. John Nolte, N-O-L-T-E, T-E, remember that name. And by the way, this article already has 4,400 comments. People who were so impressed, they commented on it. CNN's so-called media reporter, Brian Stelter. Oh, this isn't Jake Tapper guy. This one's Brian Stelter. They're kind of interchangeable. They look alike. They are alike. They're easy to confuse. And since I don't watch their shows, I'm not too keen on their details. CNN's so-called media reporter, Brian Stelter, hid ABC's Jeffrey Epstein scandal from CNN viewers. There's just no question that the Project Veritas video of Amy Robach laying out how she had nailed down the Jeffrey Epstein story all the way back in 2015, only to have ABC News quash it, is one of the biggest media stories of the last 20 years. And folks, you could go further back than 20 with that one. This is, as our president says so endearingly, huge. Just like NBC News covering up for Harvey Weinstein, here you have ABC News covering up for a rapist and sex trafficker on a huge scale, folks. It's not like, you know, oh, one guy. It's like, what was it? Who's the guy, the movie producer? Various ones that have had a sex charge based on a single incident. No, this guy, we're talking thousands. Thousands of people, probably, not just thousands of incidents. This guy was an industry. But remember, he's not, and that's part of my point. He can't do this all by himself. He had a whole business, a whole cartel. We'll come back to the Epstein cartel right after this break. Like the show.
Best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Some folks call me a rambling man. I do a lot of thumbing and kicking cans, and it wouldn't do an ounce of good to call my name. 'Cause daddy's name wasn't Willie Woodrow, and I wasn't born and raised in no ghetto, just a white boy looking for a place to do my
thing. I'm in Amsterdam, which is without
well,
a doubt
I'm
the cannabis.
I'm a wealthy woman in a line of work that don't take no diploma. I ain't got much to lose, but got a lot to gain. Well, some might call me a good time fella. I ain't black and I ain't a yellow,
I'm
just
yellow,
a white
just
boy
white
looking
boy,
for a
place
to
do
my
thing. Hey, thank you, Merle. Hey, now we're talking about Brian Stelter. In case that name doesn't bring a picture to mind for you, let me bring you the voice. You've all heard this clown. I just looked him up a little bit. My interest has peaked. He's only 34 years old, and he's wet behind the ears. He's less than half my age. Brian Stelter went to Towson University and graduated kind of recently, like 2007 or something like that. But here he is, one of the lords of the media now. He's going to tell you what to think. This is his voice. This is recorded, I think, today or yesterday. I haven't heard this. I'm going to play it for you right now. He's talking about these deep staters who are going to who are participating in the coup, the cartel, the RICO, designed to bring down Donald Trump. We're going to be talking RICOs here tonight. Here's Marie. He's talking about Marie Yovanovitch. Oh, does she hate Donald Trump? And does she hate you? George Kent and Bill Taylor. But now here's one of the deep staters Brian Stelter. Listen to his voice.
Begins on Wednesday. Public hearings in the run-up to a House vote on impeachment. On one level, it is a television show. On another level, it is a test for democracy and a test for the American press. So let me start with three things that we know right now.
Oh, a test for the American press. Oh, Mr. Stelter, you're big on tests for the American press. He's covering up the biggest story of his youthful lifetime. He's very interested in the integrity of the press.
Now, and three things we don't. First, we know that we should tune in for the hearings and tune out the spin.
Okay, now as he says, tune out the spin, he has four pictures on his screen, the big screen behind him. He has Sean Hannity, Tucker Carlson, Rush Limbaugh, and Mark Levin. So he says, tune out. In other words, he points right at these four heroes, and he says, you don't want to listen to these guys. So this is Brian Stelter's idea of freedom of the press, is you're free to say what I want you to say, and if you say something other than that, no. You ain't got no freedom, Jack.
People are going to insult your intelligence in the days ahead.
Oh, these people, Hannity, Carlson, Limbaugh, and Levin, are going to insult your intelligence in the days ahead. So what's Brian Stelter doing? He's prepping his audience, his ever-diminishing CNN audience. He's prepping them. He's trying to waterproof them against the truth. So they're going to insult your intelligence. That's a neat left-wing trick, is to imply that we on the right are not as smart as this piece of crap, Brian Stelter. Brian, I've got more brain power in one cubic inch of my brain than in your disgusting, over-bloated body. I'll match IQs with you, Jack. Let me see your Mensa card, Brian. You can't possibly be a member.
They're going to say the Ukraine scandal is too complicated, that there's too many players. In fact, some of them are already saying that.
It's not a sexy scandal. This is about a transcript of a phone call with...
So now he's trashing Jesse Waters. So he's correctly, he's identified who the good guys are, and he's making sure to demonize them.
The country no one cares about. No one can find Ukraine on a map.
Come on, man. If you don't think your viewers can find Ukraine on a map, then pull up a map. Help them find it. That's the next thing we know. The onus is on reporters, not pundits like Jesse Waters, but reporters to help readers and viewers navigate through this story. Media shapes the public's understanding of issues.
Ooh, interesting statement. Knowledge of self-knowledge of guilt. Media shapes the public's understanding of issues. Yes, yes, that's your job. That is your job, Brian.
Better and for worse. And these days, the word media encompasses everything from CNN to your uncle's Facebook feed to your kid's TikTok account. So it is incumbent to seek out high quality sources of information as this impeachment effort unfolds. Look, some people are going to tell you that it's a bust no matter what. They're already cooking up talking points for after these hearings. But don't buy into the predictable pre-baked narratives. Decide for yourself. And third, the third thing we know through all of this, Trump is going to keep repeating, frankly, some pretty dumb lies, like his claim that he has 95% support among Republicans. He keeps saying this over and over again. He said it again yesterday.
Now, by the way, let's see. This guy made a show. Was it Tapper or was it, it's hard to tell between Stelter, who made a whole segment on spelling errors in Donald Trump's tweets. Oh, Nurse Ratched. Unbelievable. We'll be right back.
Through the dust and the smoke of this man-made hell walked a giant of a man that the miners knew well, grabbed a sagging timber and gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree just stood there alone, Big John. Big John.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hey, Extend your life with Extendovite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last 2 decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendivite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The 7 herbs in Extendivite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendivite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendivite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Back, folks, and you're going to like this. Let me get into the heart of the matter here. There's a lot of good news here. We're reading John Nolte's brilliant essay on Brian Stelter, and he has a great nickname for Stelter. He calls him Tater. He does look like Mr. Potato Head. He does look like a potato. I would hate to see him in a bathing suit. He looks exactly like a potato. He doesn't have a neck. I don't know what his collar size on his shirt must be, but I assure you that ain't muscle. Anyway, not to cast aspersions upon all great slightly heavier patriots out there. I'm just making fun of Brian Stelter. If he were skinny, I'd laugh at that. Let's go to John Nolte. He says, just like NBC News covering up for Harvey Weinstein, here you have ABC News covering up for a rapist and sex trafficker, and almost certainly doing so as a means to protect Hillary Clinton, Clinton's doomed 2016 presidential campaign. No, of course, to them, and to any of us, actually, her campaign was not obviously doomed. It did appear she was going to win. Robach says right in the video that she had the goods on Bill Clinton. Then there is a little matter of how compromised ABC News star George Stephanopoulos is in all of this. Not only with his close and ongoing association with the Clintons, wasn't he Bill Clinton's press secretary, but his association with Epstein. If that wasn't a big enough media story, you had ABC's ludicrous denial and Robach's even more ludicrous denial and the appalling and Orwellian hunt for the whistleblower who leaked the video. And if that wasn't big enough, some poor woman who claims she was not the leaker was fired by CBS for leaking the ABC video. Talk about collusion. Talk about destroying whistleblowers. Talk about injustice. Two powerful media corporations colluded to fire a whistleblower who credibly claims she was not the whistleblower. And then here, I love this. I love the orthography of John Nolte. He writes with two spaces between each word, on two lines between each word. Brian, skip, Stelter, ignored all of it. So that reads down the page vertically like a Japanese haiku. Brian Stelter ignored all of it. That is poetry. I love that. That's so good. Go, Brian. Go, Tater. Stelter's show is called Reliable Sources and promises viewers that its purpose is to, quote, examine the media world, telling the story behind the story, unquote. Now, you just heard him doing that. Remember, prepping his viewers, you must ignore Hannity, Limbaugh, Carlson, and Levin. That's a pretty good pick. And then he throws Jesse Waters in after that. That's a pretty good lineup there of people that you should pay attention to. But that is not the case at all. And we all knew that before this weekend, which is why the far left Stelter's ratings, like the rest of far left CNN, are in, and here's the good news, everybody, be glad, free fall. Now, and if you click on that link, you find out how big a free fall. Get this, you're going to love this. This is reason for hope, boys and girls. In just half a year, Brian Stelter has chopped his own ratings from 900,000 people suffering through his show to 400,000. We'll call it 500,000. He has chopped his ratings by 40% in half a year. And this is in a year where, I mean, the news is red hot. People are watching news. So no excuse, Tater. And of course, in any kind of a rational organization, if somebody cuts your business by 40% in 6 months, hey, you show him the door, he's killing your business. But not in the case of Tater, because Tater's not there for them to make money. Tater is there to dish out his lies, his reliable sources. And he's doing that. Even for Stelter, though, ignoring this story is just beyond the beyond. You play Twilight Zone music at this point. Shameless cover-ups are nothing new with Zucker's puppet. But this one is going to be remembered, will be defining. This is one of those magic moments here, folks. That's why I'm pausing and dwelling upon it, is that this is something you can tell your grandchildren about. This moment when the Jeffrey Epstein story, this hugest blackmail ring in the world, in history, you know, a contender for that title, is obliterated, is taken from view by people like Stelter. What did Stelter talk about this Sunday? Remember, this story just broke. So this is the only story that Stelter could talk about if he were honest. Well, he brought out tired old PBS left-winger Bill Moyers. Oh, God, please, Bill Moyers. To scream about how Trump is killing democracy and must be impeached. He brought on Lefty, and this is another plant, Anthony Scaramucci. What does Scaramucci illustrate? He's one of these guys who inveigled his way into the Trump administration, lied to Donald Trump, pretended to be a supporter, and now he reveals his true colors. He hates Donald Trump. To talk about how Trump, and that's an old German spelling, I guess, of Trump, or is killing democracy and must be impeached. He brought on a panel of lefties, including al-Baghdadi fanboy Max Boot, to talk about how Sean Hannity and Trump are killing democracy and must be impeached. Last week, this idiot went on and on about how Trump's misspellings were a threat to democracy and he must be impeached. And by the way, I enjoy the Trump misspellings, or the misspellings of anybody who's typing, who's a very busy president of the United States, and who might be in a dimly lit plane cabin on his phone as he types with his big fingers and his big hands on his little phone and misses a letter. Oh my goodness. Jake Tapper and Brian Stelter, make sure you note that. He must be impeached for that. I mean, these are obvious. You know, you see a missing letter. It's not a misspelling. And when you see a misspelling, so what? As they say, B-F-D. In other words, it was just another tired and predictable hour of CNN screaming about how Trump is a threat to democracy and must be impeached. Now, and here's the close here. I love this. Brian Stelter is not just a dim-witted left-wing clown. He is a disgrace to his profession and to anyone who believes in any kind of professionalism. But his decision to hide this story from CNN viewers does reveal one very important thing. There is no way to spin the sins of ABC and CBS News. There is no way to make it sound okay or ethical. Because if there was a way, Stelter would have spun it. That's a good close, a strong close from Nolte. But I love that story. And let me go over to my caller board here and just see if I've got any callers hanging on. Let us go to John in Missouri. John, thank you for waiting, sir.
James. Hi, James. That fellow, you said he went to Towson University?
Towson in Maryland, yeah.
It used to be the state teacher's college there. There's no question why he's a leftist. I mean, that's the hotbed of...
Well, yeah. Yeah, that, you know, and I'll tell you what, you and I are going to, I'm sure you've got your popcorn ready. This is going to be a hell of a week. Apparently, let's get to this story, folks. Maybe tomorrow, Donald Trump will release the transcript of his first phone call with the president of Ukraine, Zelensky. And in fact, let's read his tweet about that. This is going to be exciting. And what the president is doing brilliantly is he is upstaging the launch of the pencil neck shift, Crazy Nancy witch hunt, which might be open up on Wednesday. So Donald Trump is going to beat him to the punch, just as he did very unexpectedly. He caught them with a left hook they never saw coming when he released the previous letter. They thought for sure, and I heard a really good analysis of this today on a talk show, that part of the gamble that the left took when they launched this Ukraine witch hunt is they thought that the president would never release the text of his conversation with Zelensky. They didn't even know what was in that conversation. The so-called whistleblower, who's not a whistleblower, didn't know what was in the conversation. He had just heard some things from different people. So he made crap up, put it in a letter, conspired with Schiff, and we know this happened. This is going to be dragged out. They met. They conspired. They were a RICO. They were a Jeffrey Epstein racketeering-influenced corrupt organization. They were shocked when the president just said, okay, here's the text. You know, perfectly accurately double-checked by two separate high-level transcribers. And, of course, the thing is, just as the president said, it's perfect. It's beautiful. It's a wonderful, friendly, polite, very diplomatic conversation between the president and Zelensky. But now he's going to he's going to catch him with another. You know, you think, you know, maybe they've seen so many stars with that first left hook. Is it going to be a combination? Is he going to catch him with a right this time? He's going to catch him with a right cross with the second letter, which he may release tomorrow. And he's given us a little preview of it. He said this. He says it's beautiful. The first conversation, which he says is even more important. So get ready for this, folks. Get your popcorn ready, John. And then after the president releases that, keep your popcorn going, because we're then going to have this apparently. Well, we're going to have these hearings, and now we've got a good man into the ring here, and the metaphor really holds, because Jim Jordan of Northwest Ohio is in fact a gold medal quality national champion wrestler. So he's been on the mat, and he's going to take Adam Schiff down in. He's going to be in the ring on the mat with 2 seconds with Adam Schiff before he has that guy flat on his back. So this is great. And kudos to Kevin McCarthy for bringing Jim Jordan in. He actually transferred him from the Judiciary Committee to the House Intelligence Committee, which, by the way, folks, has no business whatsoever dealing with an impeachment proceeding. That's a Judiciary Committee function. Put into the Intelligence Committee. The Intelligence Committee is specifically designed to have secret, highly classified briefings on CIA and FBI material. That's it. That's the function of that committee. Nothing to do with this sort of thing. But the reason to put it in the Intelligence Committee, the reason Crazy Nancy did that in conspiracy with little pencil neck Schiff, is so that you wouldn't be able to see or hear what's going on. And then they could just lie about it. And then their teammate, Brian Stelter, Chris Cuomo, and what's that other guy? Their teammates in the media could then propagate the lies to the American public. And as it has so much in past decades, this would work. It would work on the American people. We'd all be fooled. But you know what? What they weren't counting on? They weren't counting on John in Missouri. And they weren't counting on RBN, and they weren't counting on TalkStream Live. And as Mike Rivero says so eloquently in the RBN promotional piece, they weren't counting on our intelligence and our ability. They weren't counting on the internet. This is where we found their Achilles heel, and we're exploiting it. But John, go ahead. You had something good to say.
Well, maybe it does belong in the intelligence community, because this pencil or whatever whistleblower, he was a CIA guy. Maybe that's where it did belong.
And apparently he's 33 years old. And let's say the name out. Say it loud and say it proud, boys and girls. Eric Chiarella. Eric Chiarella. And I like to pronounce it the correct way. The first three letters of his name make the acronym CIA. Eric CIA Arella. Rhymes with Cinderella. He's 33 years old. Brian Stelter, by the way, is 34. Yeah, well, he's 33
Brian,
years old.
Brian, he said Donald was trying to destroy the democracy of our country, and we're not a democracy. Maybe that is his job. We're a democratic republic. We're not a democracy. Those people didn't learn anything. They went to school and didn't learn nothing.
Oh, yeah. For sure. I'm sure in their education, no distinction was made between a democracy and a republic.
Most people think we're a democracy. That's what most people think, James.
But on
your
point,
the American public has really suffered.
Folks, this is why they've made – and the president said it. I wish I had the clip. I'd play it for you. He's standing there in front of his helicopter, and he says, hey, where'd the whistleblower go? Come out, whistleblower, wherever you are. You know, come out from in the bushes there. Where are you hiding? And Schiff is hiding him, because you're right. The whistleblower, Eric CIA Rella – I hope that catches on, CIA Rella. I hope one of the big shots like Tucker or Hannity or somebody picks that up and puts it, or Michael Savage, you know. CIA Rella is a CIA agent. And he's worked for John Brennan, who is the, you know, he's a, John Brennan is, you know, Satan himself. He has this guy, CIA Rella, is in the anti-Trump cabal conspiracy, RICO, up to his eyeballs. And little Adam Schiff doesn't want you to know that. Nancy Pelosi doesn't want you to know that. So they're getting kind of whiplash right now, John, because they, you know, be careful basically what you wish for. Yeah, you just might get it.
The guy was a spy. That's what he was. He was a spy.
Yeah, he was
a spy.
I love what the president
the American
says.
People.
He should be tried for treason. Stay there, John. We'll talk about this
right
after the break.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Back, folks, and we've got John on the phone with us. And John, I just want to have a little fun here. I love closing the show with some fun. Let's go to the president's tweets. Stay here with me while we enjoy this. His most recent tweet is on Dancing with the Stars, and the Donald Trump, of course, tremendous media expert on this area of popular television shows. His show was a big hit for more than a dozen years, very, very successful. So anyway, he's following Dancing with the Stars, and who do they have on there? Sean Spicer, his former press secretary. So the president says in his most recent tweet, vote for Sean Spicer on Dancing with the Stars. He is a great and very loyal guy who is working very hard. He is in the quarterfinals all the way with Sean. Make America great again and keep America great. Now, notice he says he is a great and very loyal guy. He doesn't say he is a great and very good dancer because, folks, Sean Spicer, I used to teach dance, ballroom dance, and swing and so on. I modestly say I was good. And the Sean Spicer is a terrible dancer. He is a terrible dancer. But that's the fun of it. And this is President Boomerang. I'm sure that the Dancing with the Stars people thought they could humiliate Donald Trump by humiliating Sean Spicer. They know in a second. They're experts on dance. They look at Sean Spicer's moves for 10 seconds and they know he can't dance. So they're going to humiliate the guy. But Donald Trump's popularity and the rules of Dancing with the Stars are causing Sean Spicer to win every week. Because we, patriots, are voting for him. Because we love Donald Trump. Who cares whether Sean Spicer can dance? And so this is kind of fun. He has already humiliated the Dancing with the Stars people, and so that's great. And by the way, speaking of dance, I'll bet you, just looking at the grace and poise of the man and the cut of his clothes, I'll bet you Donald Trump is one heck of a good dancer, and I guarantee Melania Trump is a great dancer. I can just see her. I just looked it up here. I didn't know her favorite. You imagine Donald Trump in the tux. And Melania in her favorite designer, I didn't know this, it's Hervé Pierre Braillard, a French-American fashion and costume designer who received the first Christian Dior Award. And he has designed, but he's Melania's favorite. Boy, I'll tell you what, her in her Hervé Pierre and Donald Trump, what a dancing couple. But anyway, that's going on. And then more substantively, in his previous tweet, he says, in order to continue being the most transparent president in history, I will be releasing, he wrote this 3 hours ago, releasing sometime this week, maybe tomorrow, the transcript of the first and therefore most important phone call I had with the president of Ukraine. I am sure you will find it tantalizing. So there you go, folks. Tantalizing thing. And the engineer reminds me, President Trump's going to be in Bossier City, Louisiana on Thursday. So let's look forward to that. It's going to be an exciting week. John, thank you.
See you then, James.
See you tomorrow night in the Trump Clubhouse. So long, folks.
Don't stop believing.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.